what a horse is. The third gentleman now stepped forth. A mighty man at cutting and drying he was, a government officer. Very well, said this gentleman, briskly smiling and folding his arms. That's a horse. Now let me ask you, girls and boys, would you paper a room with representations of horses? After a pause, one half of the children cried in chorus, Yes, sir! Upon which the other half, seeing in the gentleman's face that yes was wrong, cried out in chorus, No, sir! As the custom is in these examinations. Of course, no! Why wouldn't you? A pause. One corpulent, slow boy with a wheezy manner of breathing ventured the answer, Because he wouldn't paper a room at all, but would paint it. You must paper it, said Thomas Gretgrind, whether you like it or not. Don't tell us you wouldn't paper it. What do you mean, boy? I'll explain to you then, said the gentleman, after another and a dismal pause, why you wouldn't paper a room with representations of horses. Do you ever see horses walking up and down the sides of rooms in reality, in fact? Do you?